what you kind of sensed has come to pass, and
Right.
crime, unfortunately, is on the uptick here and elsewhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's predictable. When you look at the trends over time, we finished up the year 2010 with 40-year lows across the board in both violent and property crime. We were very proud of that, but we could see what was coming down the road with continued budget cuts. We're down from our high of 1,020 officers budgeted to an actual number today of 809. So that's a significant 20% decrease. We've had to change our strategies, our crime-fighting strategies, to be able to accommodate that loss in officers. And again, the reach out, I can't overstate the importance of the reach out to the community to be able to help us keep everybody safe.
And besides 2010, 2011 were good crime figures going down.
They were. We started to see, in some categories, we went down in 11 as well. But we started to see that uptick, and we started to see the trending change. So I think to put it in perspective, we're very concerned about the direction the crime is going. But when you look at where we are number-wise, coming up from 2010 with 40-year lows, over a period of 10 years or 20 years, to say comparatively how are we, we're still a very safe city.
But you accept the principle, and I know there's been dialogue in public on this with the budget restrictions that the city has faced, that more police officers does mean more safety, without question.
In my mind, I mean, there's an argument to be made that just more officers out there does not have a significant impact. I would argue with that if those officers are well-supervised, well-led, well-trained, and well-resourced, that makes all the difference in the world. I know that if we were able to go back to the number we had 3 years ago, we could turn that trend around again.
And we really could.
I believe we could, absolutely, right. Absolutely.